Moving on to our next story, Afghanistan's Taliban militants have confirmed the death of their former leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, naming his successor. The Taliban announced in a statement that Mansour was killed in a U.S. drone strike in southern Pakistan. One of Mansour's deputies, Mullah Haybatullah Akhundzadeh, has been appointed as the new militant group's rather new leader. On Saturday, the United States reported that it had killed the former Taliban chief in Pakistan's Baluchistan province. The attack prompted an angry reaction from Islamabad. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said the raid was in violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. The Taliban militant group has been fighting against the Afghan government for many years. The fighting between the two sides has killed and displaced thousands of Afghans. Well, we're now joined by our correspondent Faiz Khurshid, who's with us via satellite from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, welcome to the program. Tell us more about who Haybatullah Akhundzadeh is, and what does this mean for the status of the Taliban?
Badia, Haybatullah Akhundzadeh has been nominated as the new leader of the Taliban group after his boss has been killed by U.S. drone strike. Haybatullah Akhundzadeh was the deputy for Mullah Mansour. Now he is the new leader of the Taliban. And he has no military experience. He's from Kandahar, which is the birthplace of the Taliban militants, and he is believed to be quite violent, as much as Mullah Mansour. And today, an hour after he was appointed as the new leader of the Taliban, Haybatullah Akhundzadeh received a warning from the government of President Ashraf Ghani to either make peace or meet the fate of Mullah Mansour. Now, we understand that his deputy has been selected, and he's a fresh graduate and the son of the Taliban leader Mullah Omar. It's just a kind of power sharing deal between the group of Mullah Mansour and also with the family of Mullah Omar. And the Afghan government said that they have not been surprised by the appointment of Haybatullah Akhundzadeh as the new leader of the Taliban, because the Afghan forces are able to target Taliban insurgents, those Taliban insurgents that are not willing to come and make peace.
Faiz, initially it was reported that the higher ranks of the Taliban have pledged allegiance to the new leader of the Taliban. I remember when it was reported that Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed, there were a lot of fears that the splinter factions breaking off from the Taliban would actually pledge their allegiance to Daesh. Is that an issue that is still contingent with the current situation now?
I don't think so, but let's not forget that neither Mullah Mansour nor Haybatullah Akhundzadeh are quite popular people like Mullah Omar. He was believed to be the spiritual leader of this supreme leader of the Taliban, and these new people like Haybatullah Akhundzadeh, Mullah Yaqub, the son of Mullah Omar, are not quite popular among the Taliban field commanders. That is why many here reported that after the death of Mullah Omar, many field commanders joined the ISIL Takfiris, particularly on the border with Pakistan, like Nuristan, Kunar, and also Nangarhar province, that are very close to the border with Pakistan. But this time, they have decided, the Quetta Shura, the Peshawar Council, have also decided, when they were talking about their options, who should be the new leader, that there should be a kind of power-sharing deal between the group of the former leader of the Taliban, Mullah Mansour, and also with the family of Mullah Omar. And this time they have also the son of Mullah Omar, Mullah Yaqub, as the deputy of Haybatullah Akhundzadeh. That is why today, when they issued a statement, the spokesperson of the Taliban, Zabiullah Mujahid, was trying to somewhat urge the field commanders of the Taliban to put their weight behind Haybatullah Akhundzadeh and accept him as their leader. But it remains to be seen if this person would be able to organize his team, because we already understand that Taliban is no more a united group, and the Afghan government has benefited from this position of the Taliban very much over the past 12 months.
And how will all this affect this specific point in time, which is regarded as the Taliban spring and summer offensive?
Well, unlike 2015, the Taliban summer offensive this year does not seem to be quite deadly. We understand that in the very beginning there was a lot of propaganda from the Taliban side that they would attack government positions, their attacks would increase here in the Afghan capital. But now we see that the Afghan government is talking with the Taliban from a position of strength. Yes, today, an hour after Mullah Haibatullah Akhundzada was appointed as the new leader of the Taliban, they attacked a van carrying Afghan judges to Maidan Wardak province. 10 people have been killed, 4 others have been wounded. But the level of violence, according to Afghan Ministry of Defense, has decreased over the past 6 months. And it's all what they say because of the growing number of Afghan security forces and also the expansion of Afghan military operations against the Taliban, both in Helmand, in the southern Afghanistan, and also in the east against the ISIL Takfiris. Now, it remains to be seen if the Afghan government would be able to continue with these operations and have a major breakthrough when it comes to peace talks with Haibatullah Akhundzada.
Thank you, Faiz, for the update. That was Press TV's Faiz Khurshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.